effective pastoral eldership. I'm thrilled to be able to talk about this because I will tell you frankly, these principles that we're going over have tremendously affected my life. So let's begin today. The message today is the effective shepherd. We're talking about improving our people skills as we minister to the people of God. We started with the idea of David as king of Israel. Asaph in Psalm 78 said that he guided Israel with an upright heart and he led them with skillful hands. In our outline, in outline number one, we talked about loving people. And then we talked about the elder should be available. When you love people, you're going to be around them. You're going to be available. And so we want to continue today with our next word. And the next word is simply the word visibility. Another very important word in shepherding God's people is the word visibility. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, I know elders who never seem to show their presence in the meetings of the local church. It's very tempting. We want to hang out with our friends. We want to have that coffee cup back in the church office. No, brothers. We don't want to just talk to our friends. We want to circulate amongst the people of God. We want to be in the foyer. We want to be greeting people with a smile. We want to be asking them how they're doing. How was their surgery? How are their children? I know people that never go out of their way to greet people. You know how it is when you go to a new church and nobody greets you. It's a horrible feeling. We need to set the tone and leadership in our church and be available. We should be visible. Let me just encourage you today, wherever you're serving, don't be an invisible shepherd. Be available, be visible, be getting prayer requests. As people come into the meetings of the church, work your way through the crowds. Talk to the elderly. Ask them how they're doing. Are they over their illness? How'd their surgery go? Is there anything that we can pray for you about? So don't be an invisible elder. Shake people's hands. Smile and greet people. This is a small suggestion. Make sure you memorize people's names. So when they come in, hello, Mary. People love to hear their names. So love-motivated service will make an impact. And here's why, beloved. People are hungry for love. And so we want to be loving elders. And we want to show people that we love them by being visible and by being available. People need to know you love them. All right. Our next word. This is so key. Our next word is the word responsibility. When you love people as an elder, you're going to feel a deep sense of responsibility for them. If they're not at the meeting, you're wondering, where are they? How are they? You're going to think about them. You miss them if they're not around. You can't rest until you know what's happened. Where are they? Why aren't they showing up? So as elders, we want to be responsible for people. When they're facing, let's say, an operation, you're going to be on the phone. You're going to call them. You're going to visit them. It's like this. When they hurt, you hurt. Let me tell you, people know if you care for them. And so in short, being responsible is taking a real personal interest in the lives of the people that we're shepherding. Now another thing, and this is so very important, loving them also means seeking the lost sheep. When people are missing, you're going to call them. You're going to find out, why aren't they there? Why haven't they showed up for the next 3 weeks? We really give up too often on people. We need to go after the lost sheep. We need to be careful not to call people swine that Jesus calls friends. Now, I already mentioned this, and this is a very small principle, but loving people will be a very simple principle, is remembering people's names. I know this seems like a small thing, but it's really a big thing. There are shepherds who don't even know, you know, if you have a couple hundred people in your assembly, not only know the parents, know the children. When they come in, you're going to want to be greeting them. And it takes effort, really, to know the names of the families in your church, but it's something we need to do. All right, responsibility. Let's take our next word. So very important. It's the word compassion. When you love people, you're going to feel compassion for them. The great scholar B.B. Warfield said that the key emotional word describing the Lord Jesus after he did a study on the four Gospels was the word compassion. If you look in the four Gospels and you study the life of Jesus, he had compassion on the lepers, on the outcasts, on the women, the poor people, the children, and the multitudes. Jesus was a leader, a shepherd who had compassion for people. Too many times we elders are kind of like Job's comforters. Remember what it says? They were miserable physicians of the soul who exhibited a general lack of understanding people's needs. They don't understand people's weaknesses. You know, as leaders, we tend to have our ducks in a row. We're organized. We're zealous. And we have this idea that everybody is like that. And we sometimes forget that the people we're serving, they struggle with weaknesses. They have eccentricities, struggles, fears. And sometimes as leaders, we get this idea that, oh, all they need to do is pull themselves up by their bootstraps. We think that everybody's problems are self-inflicted and can be solved by pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. And so let me just say, a cold, unfriendly, harsh elder is not a Christ-like elder. Everything we do, beloved, should be marinated in love as we serve the people of God. What's interesting is if you study the four Gospels, one of the things you're going to notice about the Lord Jesus is that women brought their children to the Lord. Now, in that culture, women just didn't walk up to men. And so what does this say about the Lord Jesus? It means he was approachable. He was a warm person. He was receptive. And women sensed this in him. Thus, they brought their children to the Lord Jesus. And so, as servants, we want to be warm. We want to be approachable. We want to be humble and lowly like the Lord Jesus. Now, what does loving people look like in down-to-earth practical terms? And here's our next phrase. Our next phrase is the creating an atmosphere of love. When you love people, you'll create an atmosphere of love in your church. We have this sign out in front of our church. Our church comes right up across next to a fire station. And I'm envious. They have a sign out in front of the fire station. It's a sign of somebody hugging children. And underneath it, it says, safe place. Beloved, our churches should be safe places. They should be an atmosphere of love. Think about this. Our folks are out in the world. They're getting beat up. The world, the flesh, the devil, an unruly boss. And when they come to the local church, it should be a safe place. And we leaders set the tone. And we should put a priority on having an atmosphere of love in our local churches. When people come to our churches, do they find it warm? Do they find it friendly? Does it have a welcoming atmosphere that demonstrates a love for all people and not just the favored sheep? Do they sense a Christ-like compassion and the kind of a loving family community envisioned by the New Testament writers? Do they see, for example, when they come to our local assemblies, do they see a care for one another's needs? Do they see Christian hospitality being practiced? Are we unselfish? Are we generous? People are going to know this. Do they observe in our assembly the joy of the Lord? Do they sense a spiritual vitality? Do they sense people reaching out and ministering to a suffering world? We as leaders set the tone for this. And so let me just say this. Love, beloved, is the key to our relationship with the people we're serving. Do you know, studies have shown that when people come to our church and they visit, they will decide within the first 5 minutes whether they're going to come back. And I got to tell you, they don't base it on how nice the nursery is or how great our programs are or even how well our speakers. Studies show that what brings people back is how we treat people. We're in the people business. So we want to be responsible for them and we want to create an atmosphere of love in our assemblies. It's based on how we treat them. Listen to what D.A. Carson said on this subject. No amount of good works, wisdom, and discernment in matters of church discipline, patient endurance and hardship, hatred of sin, or disciplined doctrine can ever make up far lovelessness. Isn't that important? We could have all these other things, but if we're not loving people, we're failing as leaders. So let's just wrap this up. What have we talked about? Our goal is to improve in people skills. And we've talked about the importance of loving people. Remember, we're not building cars, we don't work in factories, we're not building computers, we're working with people. And it's very important. If you're going to work with people, you must love people. And so what does that look like in shoe leather? As elders, we're going to be available. We're not going to be like a bored elder who simply attends meetings, passes down decisions. We're going to be calling people. We're going to be visiting. We're going to be in the hospital with them. We're going to cry with them. We're going to laugh with them. We're going to be available. Also, we're going to be visible. And now, I know this. On Sunday mornings, I like to hang out with my crowd and have a coffee and a donut, but as leaders, we can't do that. When you walk through your local church, your antennas are up, your radar is on. Are there people that need to be talked to? Are there people alone? You're going to be available. You're going to be visible. And then we talked about responsibility. A loving leader has a deep sense of responsibility to those we're serving. And then compassion. The Lord Jesus was a man for others. We ought to make this our goal as leaders, to be like the Lord Jesus. Are we servants for others? And then finally, we want to create an atmosphere of love. When people come to our local churches, do they sense a loving, caring, kind community? And so it is our responsibility as leaders to make sure that we're creating an atmosphere of love. Because the sheep are going to follow us. If we're grumpy and we're complaining, that they're going to, our sheep are going to just follow us in this. And so as loving leaders, we want to put an emphasis on creating an atmosphere of love in our local churches.